This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Honor to you, my Father. Honor to you, Jesus. Honor to you, our King. Honor to you. Honor to you, Jesus. Honor to you, my Father. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Son of God. Glory to you, our Father. Honor to you, Son of God. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, my Father. Thank you, Son of God. Honor to you, Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 4. I've been talking about the acknowledging the Son and the Father. And that it is when you acknowledge the Son that the things of the Father will be given to you and the things of the Son. Galatians chapter 1. From verse 15 said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me. So the revelation is the revelation of revealing the Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I confined not with flesh and blood. That word to confer is to reverence or check with. Amplified version 15 and 16. But when it pleased God, who had chosen me and set me apart before I was born, and called me through his grace. So you can see that when God moved grace towards you, grace is God calling you. So, either the grace of Christ or the grace of God. So, he called me through his grace, or he called me by his grace. Called me through his grace and was pleased to reveal his Son to me that I may preach him. I immediately confounded with flesh and blood. To reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles as the good news, the way of salvation. I did not immediately consult with anyone for guidance regarding God's call and his revelation to me. So you can see the issue of comfort or try to get approval or reference with flesh and blood. So because they chose to reveal his Son in me. So you remember, Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say the Son of Man is? They said, for that are the Christ. The Son what? So, I confer not with flesh and blood. So when he told Peter, who do you say the Son of Man is? He said, for thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus has to say, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. So you can see also Paul saying the same thing. When he pleased to reveal his Son in me, I confirm not with flesh and blood. I know he's not talking about person. He's not talking about person. He's not talking about anybody. He's not talking about body. He does not allow the voice of fallen human frame. Because for them to reveal the Son in him, it has to be that he must be a captive and a prisoner. Because there's no way they can reveal the Son in you. Not to reveal the Son. It's not revelation of the Son. To reveal the Son in me. To make the Son. Because the revelation of the Son in him is to manifest the Son in him. Because, so if that Son will be manifested in him, you have to know that also in him is arrangement of flesh and blood that does not want the Son to be revealed on his inside. So he was not talking about enmity outside his person. He's talking about opposition, like Bible says, for flesh is contrary to the Spirit. Because revelation of the Son is by the Spirit. No revelation come without the aid of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3. I said that before the Son can be revealed in you, you must be a captive or a what? A prisoner. Ephesians 3, 1. 1, 2, go. Let's read that. Where we go. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God given to me, to you word. I want to go verse 3. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I forewrote in few words. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other age was not made known unto the sons of men, as is now revealed unto his what? Holy apostle, by what? By the Spirit. To reveal the Son in you, or to reveal the Son to you, he has to be by the Spirit. So if to come into revelation is by the Spirit, opposite of spirit is flesh and blood. That does not want revelation to come to you. Revelation chapter 1. I was in the Spirit on the last day, and I heard behind me a great voice. That's what? What is that? And what? Speaking to me. Saying. So this was revelation of Jesus. It was Spirit that brought it to who? To John. So you can see that Galatians 15:16. So when it pleased God, who has separated me from the mother's womb, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach among the Gentile, immediately I confirm not with flesh and blood. I do not strike a negotiation. I do not bow to flesh and blood pressure. I do not bow to flesh and blood demand. I do not bow to flesh and blood reasoning, argument. What flesh want? What blood want? This flesh and blood is not the flesh and blood of Jesus, but the flesh and blood that I have inherited. I do not confine with flesh, neither went I to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. There, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him. So you can see that he was not talking about anybody, like Amplified said, because later in verse 17, he said that he didn't go to Jerusalem to see those who are before him. So flesh and blood that he referred to there were no human being. He was talking about things that does not want revelation of Jesus Christ or the revelation of the Son of God to be read to the soul. So essence of the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, or why the ministry of the Son, why God is sending for the ministry of the Son, is to raise heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Because it is only Christ that can inherit God. If you are not a Christ, you cannot inherit God. And Christ is not a child. Christ is a son, not the son. Christ is a son in a measure, but not a son in his completeness. So Christ is a son that can inherit God. that will now be the Son of God. You also saw that in Hebrews 3:6. But Christ is a son over his own house. A son to whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Galatians 4, from verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, say
a child.
Different from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But he's under tutor, take note of this, but he's under tutors and governor until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we. So Paul put himself here. So Paul was writing to Galatians church. Paul was saying himself and some people are no more children. But Galatian church are still in the class of children. Because he talked about, oh little Galatians, my children, which I travel again in birth. So he was trying to take Galatian church. This is 4:19. That what the warfare you are fighting now, I was in that thing before. I fought, for I come out of flesh and blood, for Christ to be revealed in me. He was teaching them what is flesh and blood. He called it the elements and bondage. What he fought. If you want the Son to be revealed, you want to know who the Son is, there are things you must fight. Even so, when we were children, he knew himself that there was a time he was also together with those who were children. But by this time around, he was no longer children because he was past. When we were children, because we talk about that he is no longer a child.
Yeah.
When we are children, he told them that they were soon easily shaken, that they have become foolish Galatians,
yeah,
that they have been bewitched. Because Galatians was about to move on, but something came in and corrupted the labor of Paul with them. So they could not move forward into the scene of the Son being revealed in them. So he's trying to show those warfare that they are facing, that they began in the spirit and want to make themselves perfect in the flesh.
Yeah.
So in chapter 4, he had to travel again. He has done a former work that's supposed to continue that work. He had given birth to them before. But he had to travel again because of something that they brought in. So something they have wrought in Galatian church that they lost them by what thing that came in. They came to pervert them. So we are perverted. They came to pervert things in them. So that was the argument of chapter 3 until chapter 4. That don't you know that you're supposed to be heir?
Yeah.
But you cannot be an heir as a child.
Yeah.
You must grow up to become a son. And for you to be a son, you need the Son to be revealed in you the way he revealed me. And when the Son wants to be revealed in you, certain things you must not confirm with flesh and blood. You can't make agreements, accord with flesh and blood that will cheat you. Because for you, some of the things that Galatian church did that was they give it to some Jewish Christian and some Jewish apostle that said they are more apostle than Paul.
Yeah.
Like Corinthian church gave it to some Jewish people that came and said that Paul was an inferior because Paul did not walk physically with Jesus. And that secondly, that Paul was not married, that Peter is better than Paul. And Corinthian church, they despised Paul, their own apostle. And they were exalting the apostle of the Jew. And they are Gentile. So you have to write, okay, I will magnify my own ministry. I'm an apostle to the Gentile. Where Peter is an apostle to the Jew. So there was a warfare that surrounded because it is not the Son of God. One of the first things, beyond spirits, one of the things you have to fight is your flesh and blood.
Yeah.
What Satan has gone to put in place in you ahead of the time of the Son of God. So he told it in Galatians 2. He said the gospel of circumcision was committed unto Peter. Galatians 2:7-8. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectual in Peter to the apostle of circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentile. So the circumcision apostles and circumcision brethren, they came to Galatian church. So when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. So in that verse 1, as long as the heir is a child, he's never the servant. For he must be under tutor and governors. tutor or governors and tutor. But he's under tutors and governor until the time appointed of the Father. So even so, when we were children, we are in bondage. Under that bondage, there is not the bondage of fear that they usually say in bondage or Hollywood bondage. It's not this kind of bondage. So this word bondage there is arrangements that you submit yourself under because you don't have what it takes to take responsibility. Like this bondage is when you go to church, the root word, it's like a man that because he cannot feed himself, decided like that prodigal son that he took himself and went to go and submit himself to another man in that city. So that was just, when we say we are under bondage, mean we are under. I fully thought that that bondage there is a bondage that the work. No, it was a thing that put them under by the reason of being a child. There's a bondage that a child is that he must be under his God. There's nothing he can do. So that was what was saying. It was in bondage. That bondage is a thing that by the reason of your states. This one is not because of demons. This bondage is not because they sin. This bondage is as a result of lack of development. Like God imposed diverse washing and keeping on some ritual, Hebrew, until the time of reformation in Hebrew. God imposed it. God, it was an imposition. The law and the ritual was God imposed it. He wrote that. Imposed. It was imposed on the children of Israel. 9 and 10. The Holy Ghost disclaimed that the way unto the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. Whereas the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gift and sacrifice, that could not make him that did his service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, who stood only in meat and drinks and divers washing and carnal ordinances imposed on them unto the time of reformation. So God imposed it on them. So this bondage is a bondage that is imposed because you are children. The only way you will not be under that bondage is for you to grow up. Like when Isaac was praying to Esau when Jacob has carried away the blessing, he said, his neck will be on you, but you will something happen to you, Esau. You will grow, you become restless. When you have become restless, because he said, Father, is there no more blessing? Say, my son, although I don't give a blessing, but you know, I'm a father. Father has a way. I may not be able to put hand on you, but there's something you can do. That if you do it well, you can break what, although I put your brother off your head, but I can do something on you. There's something you can do that you can yank him off from your head. Wow. You can grow rather, but don't rule me. So Isaac gave Esau that technique. He told him, if you can do this thing, you will. And Isaac's father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be, and by thy sword thou shalt live, and thou shalt save thy brother, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Like before this time around, what I've done to your brother, the brother will rest, that thing will keep holding on your neck. But the key you need is that you're supposed to grow fat. Because your dwelling shall be fat of the head and of the dew of the heaven from above. And by thy sword thou shalt live and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when that, the key for you to break him for your life, you have to serve him for some time. So I put him over, you have to serve him. But when you are serving the way Jacob went to go and serve Laban and became plenty. He became plenty. that they had all the way and they get plenty and had to leave. So the same way, he said, you too. This thing, you have to be subject to that service. But as you keep using your sword, then after a while, you will break his yoke from your neck. So it's not a bondage that comes by being captured.
Yeah.
It's a bondage that condition. So this bondage is a result of being children. Galatians 4. Even so, when we were children, we are in bondage under the element of this world. Meaning, what raised the element of this world is higher than children. Because as long as children, you must be under that element. So for them to be children, it shows that they have drunk the milk of the world. Because the milk of the world is what grow a babe unto becoming what? A child. For I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto a babe in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, since you cannot bear them. So, but they are no longer saying when we are children, we are under the men, so that they grow from being a babe into our children. But that's not that they are children, they are something that they could not outgrow. They could not outgrow the elements of this war. Element of this war is the arrangement that this world are put in place, that men that are children must obey elements of this world. Element of this world is things. Elements. Say elements.
Element.
What is element? Elements are components. Elements are ingredients. Things, materials that made up this world. So, it's not this world, but they are elements of the world. So they were under the element of the war. Not under the war, but under the element. Element. Material. That the world gives, not the world. Because the world is higher. We are under the element of the war. Verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son. Please help me highlight. God sent forth his son. So, in this place, there are two things that God sent. God sent for the Son. But until the Son carried out his work, God will not send forth the Spirit of his Son. So the first thing that God sent forth, when the fullness of time was come, just like in that Galatians 4, as long as a child, he did not friend for the servant, for he must be untied what? Under the tutor and governor, or to the time appointed of the father in that verse. So you can see that also in verse 4 here. That's what he was talking about. But when the fullness of time was come, so fullness of time is appointed time of the father. We are in the appointed time of the father for the season, for the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, and if we are in the appointed time, this time that you are not in this kind of time 3 years ago or 4 years ago when you started hearing this message. So you must know that if you are now in the fullness of time, there's a sending forth of his son. And the purpose why they are sending forth his son, there's something that must do. So you might be in the season that heaven has sent forth his son, and you do not receive his son, like John chapter 1. He came unto his son received him not. So those who don't receive them, they will remain in their bondage. But those who receive them, he gives them power to become. So he sent forth his son. He sent forth his son. And this sending forth of his son is the same thing that Peter was talking about in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 in the day of the Pentecost. When and he saw that the time of sending forth the Son, he called it the time of refreshing and the time of restitution of all things. So yes, said the appointed time, the fullness of time. That's it. Time accumulated and accumulated until you reach. That's it. It's time for me to send forth the Son. And instead of sending forth the Son, there are times there. There are times. But the team must build up to arrive there. So we as the people, we are trying to build up that we have arrived where the Father was is sending for the Son. Just like Paul said, there was a time that they were all children and under the elements of the world until the Father sent for the Son. And when the Father sent for the Son, the activity of the Son and the ministry that the Son brought began to do a work that grew them out of bondage that they were under. And so they were no longer under Paul and his men. But he was trying to tell the church of Galatia that you also, there's a time that you have coming that the Son can be sent to you and you also will grow out of the element or the bondage that you are in. So in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, the person therefore be converted, that your sins might be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. So before this time around, there was something that was preached to them. And what was preached to them was supposed to do what? Supposed to cause their sin to be blotted out. So after they have received that dispensation, then arrived at the second time, when they will now send what? For Jesus Christ again, repent you therefore and be converted. That your sin be converted me turn. And when you repent and you return, this is not new birth. This is born again. You did not go through new birth. You went through born again. Born again is different from new birth. We experience new birth because we are Gentile, we are dogs. But a Jew is not a Gentile, a Jew has God. So what they do that was, they repent. What's right? They turn and become converted. But we are for quickening from the dead. So a Jew show is one step ahead of Gentile. We have to be born again. And when we are born again, they will school us in the milk of the world. But a Jew, Ishmael, does not need the milk of the world. Like when we taught to Corinthian church, for you have another man to teach you, that would be elevating doctrine of Christ. A Jewish church does not need that, because by the reason of what you owe, that thing is a type of the meek. Even he has a bit more higher than our meek as a Gentile. Because a type what the law owed in a figure is higher than our meek as a Gentile. So, like resurrection is in the doctrine of the law. Pharisee believe in resurrection. Like laying of hand is in the law. Doctrine of baptism is in the law. Because John the Baptist was baptizing. Though they carry some of those things to New Testament, which are components of the teaching of the meek of the world, but you are those heritage already. So they don't need new birth. They need born again. So that's what John told Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee. So they were ahead of us. God, in Romans chapter 2, talk about the law. He said, who have a form of knowledge? They have a form of knowledge. They have a form of knowledge. They have the truth that is in the law. And they have law that they keep. So when you read Romans 2, you find what they have as a Jew, which a Gentile do not have. So you don't go to a Jewish man and say, he must explain new birth. But what you be doing is say, well, he must be born again. Which I mean, he will become a child because he's already a man. A Pharisee is already a man in the truth of the law, in the knowledge of the law, in the law that they have practiced. He has stature. But he has to be born again to become a child so that he can enter into the New Testament allocation. So you can see here. So this was Paul talking to the Jewish people. So he told them, repent. He didn't say, experience new birth. What they need to do is to repent. Repent. What is repent? Turn. Formerly, you have been looking to Moses as the way to God, but turn and make Jesus as the way now. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. That by turning of the heart, they move straight into the allocation of the midst of the world. Because what addressed blotting out of sin is midst of the world. Is the teaching of Christ. A Jew that have been wet tailor in the law of Moses does not mimic of the world. When they become born again, you can take him and start teaching him of the world, and start teaching mimic of the world straight. Because in the law is faith towards God. Just like in the New Testament, we teach mimic of the world, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They have it, a form of that teaching, as faith towards God. He said, for there are weightier matters of the law. And what are the weightier matters of the law? Faith, love, and judgment. So he put what? Faith under love. So the Jew have this teaching. So when a Jew believes so, a Jewish show does not need mimic of the word teaching anymore. So you take a Jew, when a Jew is born again, you just take him and start training straight with Christ's doctrine. You start offering the word, the gospel of righteousness straight to him. And he has inner frame to receive it. He has inner frame to receive it. Because previous knowledge is an edge. Previous knowledge of the law and the thing that the law carry is a edge. That's why a lot of people became born again in Jerusalem. A lot of priests. But they were still, because they came, they couldn't, because what the apostle owed was the meek of the word. They could not see anything the apostle, the Lamb, was teaching as doctrine of Christ, different from their former tenet of teaching. There was no sharp difference. The former one, they have faith in God. But now, you tell me, I just have to my faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. So, love, they practiced love before. Judgment, they practiced. So, there was no sharp. So some of them, they were coming to church and they were still doing Judaism. Because there was no sharp difference. It's a Gentile church that explained new birth that his common commentary was to idol. So a Jewish man was not worshiping an idol. They were worshiping the living God, because I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And the God is not the God of the dead, but the God of what? The God of the living. God just reconciled some few things tonight. So you can take a Jew and start teaching him meat of the world streets. But you can't do that to a Gentile, because a Gentile soul have been abused. A Gentile soul have been abused by idolatry. A Jewish person does not do fornication. Those are sin of Gentiles. You never see. So sin of fornication among the Gentiles. It's not a thing they practice. Jewish law, when you do that, they stone you to death. So Jewish law about separation, that because of the world, what to do for a Gentile people. So in that sanctification, the law does it already. So when you get a Jew born again, which that word born again is for the Jew. It's not for the Gentile. A Gentile needs new births. But a Jew just needs to be born again, repent, and be converted. And then you march or you load it with doctrine of Christ right away from the beginning. So repent and be converted, and your sins shall be blotted out. So immediately they do that, he said, by the time they go forget of sin, they can be ready to receive the ministry of the Son. Then shall he send Jesus Christ. When the time of refreshing, times of refreshing shall come from the, so he said, the time of blotting your sin is a time of refreshing that is coming from the presence of the Lord. And it's two things. After you have experienced remission of sin, then and you come into second phase. And he shall send Jesus Christ, who was before was preached unto you. What was preached unto you? The time of blotting out of your sin. Joker was preached to you, but now they're going to preach it again unto you. Whom the heaven must receive on the times of restitution of all things. So, time of restitution of all things are the time that they send Jesus the second word again for you to hear him. But now you are hearing him in another higher octave. So, I want to use this thing to teach that Galatian. So the time of sending Jesus Christ is after you are what? You have enjoyed the times of refreshing that brought about blotting out your sin. And blotting out your sin is time of forgiveness of sin, or a time of remission of sin that is in the revelation of the name called Christ to the righteousness of faith that worketh by love. You preach righteousness of Christ, preaches, and as you are obeying righteousness, your sins are being forgiven you. Your sins are being blotted out. Your sins are being cleansed. What is your sin? The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus keep making you free from the law of sin and death. They after that, and he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached to you, for you to receive your blotting out of your sin, remission of your sin. So it was that same thing that Paul was saying, that when we are children, we are under the element of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, and made under the law. Not born of a woman. So the person that trained Jesus the making of Jesus was Mary. The son was made of a woman and made under the law. These were two conditions that produced Jesus. He was not born. Yeah, it was not referring to Genesis prophecy that the seed of the woman. So he was not talking about Jesus as the seed of the woman. He was talking about the process how Jesus was made. The training that they subjected Jesus under, that Mary was a tool in the hand of God to make a son out of Jesus. That God could not send a child. God did not send Jacob when he was a child. Whom God sent, God sent forth his son. That's it. As long as a heir is a child, he's different from servant. He must be under tutor and governor. So one of the tutor and governor that God used to raise Jesus was a woman. So made Jesus, he was a woman. So Jesus was made through the impure, rigorous process that Mary took Jesus through. And also, rigorous process that was the law. So, Jokai's, they make sure that, Paul was talking, we are under the bondage of the element of this war. Though Mary may not as be as spiritual as Jesus, but they make sure that Jesus was cool. He was cool. Like what Paul said in Galatians, that the law was our schoolmaster. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. So Mary was a schoolmaster. Mary was a tutor. Mary was a government that Jesus was under. And when he was under Mary, he did not know that being under a woman, a son of God can be produced out of him. He was teaching the principle that you can be an heir if you are not under. So he called that arrangement, he called it the element of the war. So being under a woman, that Jesus was, the son was under, it was an element of the war. It was an arrangement of the war. Jesus had no choice. Jesus wanted to run out of that place for the age of 12. But if Jesus had run out of the age of 12, he will never be a son of God. The father will not come and reveal how to be a son in me. So the fullness of time when God was able to send for the son will never come. If your guys have, when he went to Jerusalem at the age of 12, he refused after the came of God, when he saw Holy Ghost sent to follow Spirit, he refused to go. He will never be a son. He will be a preacher boy in Jerusalem. Like every other Pharisee and Sadducee. He will be like other preacher boys. Other preacher in Jerusalem. Nothing will stand out like that. Things that lead to revelation of the Son of God in us are oftentimes things that you can easily despise. So God can subject you under the elements of this one. God can subject you under a boss. But all those things, they are not against revelation of the Son in you. But they are all things that are supposed to aid it. They're supposed to school you until they will lead you to what heaven wants to reveal in you. You will think that the law is a disadvantage. But what though the law could not take away sin, but Jesus can, because Joker was subject to it, Joker could use it as a tool that can produce a son inside of him. So nobody that desire the revelation of Jesus Christ run away from things that the Spirit wants to subject you to. If what you desire is that Christ should be revealing you, the Son of God should be revealing you, you cannot run away. You cannot say, no. Some people don't want to walk. Some people want to do a job that is too simple. You know, all those things are not what make you spiritual. You can never be spiritual if you're a person like that. I was teaching about temptation or tribulation, pressure, when I was teaching from Romans 5. So I'm teaching it another wisdom. So the fire, the pressure of Jesus, you can be sure that Joker will look at Mary and say, Mary, you only know letter of the word. You only know letter of the law. But on everything that Mary was putting under Jesus, it was mounting pressure as a tutor, as a governor. The law, Joker was subjected under the law. But those things, what they did in Jesus is what produced the revelation of the Son. You understand? Because you cannot, you see, it is not flesh and blood cannot be, you cannot refer to flesh and blood and fail to know who the Son is. If you want to go and check on the flesh and blood dictionary, the view, what flesh and blood call the Son of God, if you call a free person that's the flesh and blood, tell me who a Son of God is. They will say a Son of God is who can heal the sick. A Son of God is who can open the blind. A Son of God, tell me who is the Son of God do? A Son of God, what? Everywhere he went, he was doing good. God, that's the definition of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood has idea of what a son is. Who is the son? Who is the son? Flesh and blood, we have an idea, but that idea is not the idea that is in the heart of the Father. It will fall short because it's still flesh and blood. Like flesh and blood, we are given. Who do you say the Son of Man is? Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are one of the prophets. You are given. Some said of you, you are Jeremiah. Some say you are one. You are just given. Those are flesh and blood. Those are flesh and blood. But it will take the activity, because flesh and blood still operate under the elements of this world. So something that can train a person, that can train a soul out of that cocoon, that limitation of flesh and blood, it is what the Spirit orchestrated. So the training of Jesus, how they're going to reveal the Son of God in Jesus, for Jacob, they capture it, because Jacob didn't come with those things from heaven. They kept it in a woman. So before the fullness of time, before his fullness reached, he was a child. Joker was also a child. He was under the tutor and ground. He was under a woman. God didn't send for the son. He was under a woman, and he was made of a woman. Not many women, just one. It's not under many women, just one. For God to make you, my brother, God can, just one woman, God can give you a wife. You are saying, God, I want the Son of God to be revealing me. I want the Son of God to be revealing me. Reveal the Son of God in me. Reveal the Son of God in me. Reveal the Son of God in me. Oh, Jesus, reveal the Son of God in me. And God will just say, okay, the way for you to reveal the Son of God is that God will give you one of our daughter. And that daughter is a woman in your life that will bring about a Son of God. Being revealing you is what God will use to make Christ to be confirmed to you. But the challenge is that when God is bringing that thing, can you be subject to it? Yeah. Oftentimes, you don't want to be subject to it. You have the kind of a lady you want. Yeah. And the kind of lady you want does not have arrangement of you being made. What happened, that thing can never happen. It will never happen. That lady doesn't have what it takes. So, under a woman, under a law.
Sometimes, God, when God wants you, we are praying, God, I want Christ to be revealing me. I want this God to be revealing me. God can give you what? A governor, a president that will make a law for your tax. But it's in the season of that tax law, tax reform, that you are under pressure with your money that will bring about the vision of the Son of God in you. So God bring forth manifestation of the Son of God in the midst of the element of this world. Things that you cannot change, but you have to be subject under it. And you have to wait and grow under it until the fullness of time or until the time that's appointed. So look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was made under the law. Jesus Christ was made under Roman Empire tyrant. Jesus Christ was not made under functional democracy. He was under functional democracy. All his disciples, when Joker went on through that thing, they were looking for a time that Joker could go and fire Roman Empire. Even after they said, we are this time restored by the kingdom of God. But Joker was not interested about those things. Joker knows that in the middle of those arrangements, he as a person was being raised. They were revealing the Father to him. They revealed his Son to him. And he was conforming to those things they were revealing in him. When the fullness of time was come, God sent his Son. Say his Son. His Son. Made of a woman. Made under the law. To redeem them that were under the law. So he was made under the law. But his own response produced something in him. And there are other people are also under the same law, but he could not produce what he produced in the Son. And what may define is the way, the kind of activity of yieldedness. To redeem them that we are under the law. Because until you have been redeemed, to redeem me, to buy back. To redeem them, that redeem is to receive forgiveness of sin. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Christ has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. The redemption that started by the gift of the earnest of the inheritance, which is the Holy Ghost. They started giving you the program by the gift of the end of inheritance, which is a babe in Christ. Your program of redemption started in you. Say that, church. Say the program of redemption started in me by the gift and the infilling of Holy Ghost to my soul. Ephesians chapter 1:13. In whom you also trusted after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Whom also after you have heard, after that you believe, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, as long as heir. So you may heir. Ephesians is a child. It's a journey into inheritance. It starts as what? You will see, which is the earnest of our inheritance. The earnest of our inheritance. So, they gave you Holy Ghost. That you have Holy Ghost in you does not mean that you automatically have the earnest of the inheritance. You can have Holy Ghost in you, but you don't yet have earnest inheritance. If the indwelling of Holy Ghost in you do not begin to bring forth communication of things of redemption to your soul. Because only many Christians have Holy Ghost inside themselves. But Holy Ghost have not started. They tie the seed whom in whom you also trusted. So there must be something you must trust. After that you heard the word. Say you heard the word.
You heard the word.
So if you have not heard the word, this word is not the preaching. It's not the preaching that you heard when you gave your word to Christ.
this preaching is that they start stating you that which is that you call the word of truth here, but Joel called that thing, he called it formally moderately. And he called that formally moderately. If you had my own type of Bible, he called it teacher of righteousness. It's called the teacher of righteousness. If you might have my own time of Bible. That's it. So you had formally moderately. A big amen. Amen. Formally moderately. Rain is what?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah chapter 55. So shall my mouth be that come out of my mouth. Shall be like as a rain. So rain is what? Rain is word. So you must have received. When you have the word of truth, what they call the word of truth there, is not teaching of Christ, but it's beginning of the meek of Christ, which is what teacher of righteousness. Formally, moderately. So it is in the hearing of the meek of the world, and that you trust and believe that you begin to receive seal of Holy Ghost into your soul. You can have Holy Ghost, but you don't have the seal of Holy Ghost. In whom also you trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believe. So, you don't believe. Believe what? You believe on the word that you heard. You believe on the word you heard, you will see. So, without believing on the word, you won't receive the seal of Holy Ghost. Though you have Holy Ghost in you, but you have Holy Ghost without seal. You can't believe in the word that the word will not give you some commandments. Every word has a commandment they procure. And the commandment of that word is to keep the commandments of love for all the saints. Those are the commandments of the word. Having fellowship with one another, being one mind, one accord. Those are the things that are contained in that word. It's a meek of the word. So without keeping the commandment of that word, you won't receive the seal. Because the seal is the completion of a work. So you must allow Holy Ghost to do his work in you. Because that's what your guy taught us in Matthew 28 from verse 19. You start the gospel from Holy Ghost to the Son, then to the Father.
Yes, sir.
Then in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2, he started with Christ, the Father and God. But Matthew started with the basis. Matthew 28:19. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So there is teaching in the name of the Holy Ghost. If you say teaching in the name of Holy Ghost, what is the name? The name is a nature. The name is an identity. The name is a seal. So you sort of do the teaching the name of Holy Ghost until Holy Ghost will deliver seed to every soul. And that seed is connected to a work of redemption that I began. That's supposed to now to be further when you start teaching them the name of the Son. The Son there is not the Son of God, but the Son as Christ. In that Matthew. That song is Colossians 2:2, which is Christ, the ministry of Christ. Because Christ is a son. That's what I'm telling you. That Christ is a son. It's not the son. There's a son, and there's the son of God. So Hebrews say Christ as a son. You're going to find it in that also in that Galatians 4. So you can see that initial work of redemption. What's redemption? That word redemption is what Psalm 23 was saying. Thou restored my soul. Redemption is restoration. That's why if they cut a man that stole, say, that man shall restore what he has stolen in sevenfold. He shall redeem it. Every maid that opened the womb, they should break the head of it. But God said, if you don't want to break the head of your child, I say, may, bring 30 silver into the sanctuary to come and redeem it or to restore him. Or you take that male child and give it to be a priest like Elkanah and Hannah did to who? To Samuel. So you must take money and give it. Exodus 34 saying, all that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep that is made. But the fattening of an ass, thou shalt redeem with a lamb. So redeem is to exchange or to restore. Redemption of your soul does not start because you have infilling of the Holy Ghost. Redemption of your soul starts that you heard the teaching of the word of truth, which is contained in the name of the Holy Ghost, which is the preaching of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that teaching will open you to materials of beginning the process of redemption. But that redemption, they call that redemption, is an earnest, or the deposits. That seed is a deposit. It's a down payment that you now bring other repayment process. You pay, you say something, this is my down payment. I have done a work. Through that teaching, I've obeyed. I have responded to God, showing you a sign that I want to be fully be restored. I want you to fully redeem me. Though I don't have all the money, I don't have all the substance, I don't have all the commandment that I must produce for my soul to fully be redeemed. But by the reason of the unveiling name of Holy Ghost, I receive the commandment to love all the saints, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a man of honest report. And I am doing that commandment. I'm not done that commandment. Holy Ghost will give me a seed. I mean, this soul has started to mark calendar in a soul that wants a soul to be born or to be restored or to be redeemed. Then I need to now begin to go and work more, to have more substances that will come out to my down payments, to make sure that I'm reducing the debts of my full redemption or my full restoration. So after the name of the Holy Ghost, I need to go and see materials of the name of the Son to have more resources to pay more for my redemption or to my redemption be full. What heaven has put in our redemption, they have put it in Jesus Christ. Because in Jesus Christ is the fullness of Godhead. Holy Ghost is in Jesus. Christ is in Jesus. The Father is in Jesus. And God is in Jesus. So that's why the learning of Christ will be taking payment little by little. And we'll be doing the work and the commandment until we mark our full redemption. Galatians 4. From when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman and made under the law, to redeem. So what Holy Ghost, the seed of Holy Ghost has started, which is the next deposit. God sent for the next allocation. To redeem them that we are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So the adoption of sons, are not going to be possible without redeeming. They must have gone through redeeming. And that redemption is redemption as in Christ. It started with Holy Ghost. Then you move to the name of the Son. Or to Christ. And the redemption that is in Christ, you cannot access that redemption except you are wise. That's the essence of that 1 Corinthians chapter 1. They made Jesus redemption. But Jesus, they made the redemption, they first of all making the wisdom. There is some level of salary scale you never pass through. If you are not learned, you might not be able to make progress in your redemption, in your restoration of your soul. Because you lack the resources. You lack the commandment. You lack the work. What's about to reveal the work to you? What's about to show you what you're about to do to redeem your soul is not available. Revelation, understand revelation, which is spiritual understanding of what you need, so you can engage works, commandment that's supposed to foster your redemption is not available to you. They have not sent in to you because you are not wise. That's why we have a lot of Christians that are only meek of the world and they are stranded with only seal of the Holy Ghost. They cannot make further recovery of their soul. They may not be fornicating. They may have stopped some works of the flesh, but that does not stop them from being flesh and blood. They lack something to be revealed in them. And without revelation, without understanding, you cannot walk. You need revelation to walk. Colossians 1. That when we heard of your faith and your love, we pray for the Lord will cause you to be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding or revelation of his will. That you might walk.
Because it is in your working that you gather payments for your redemption. It's your obedience. And what you must work must be revealed to you. What you must work, W-A-S-K, what you must work that will generate works have to be revealed to you. You have to be revealed to you. So the sent forth the Son is that there is something to be revealed, to be manifested. He sent forth his Son. So if they do not reveal the Son to you, you won't find resources that are ordained for your redemption. So to redeem us, who we are under the element of the world, because we are children. So you can see that redemption is growth into sonship. Because sin cut us short. Sin make us to fall short. Sin will make you to be a children. So redemption that is in Christ. So redemption starts with the word of truth that Holy Ghost, which the name of the Holy Ghost will teach you, you continue it in the name of the Son or in the name of Christ, and you clamor redemption in the name of the Father. Because you saw redemption in the name of the Father in Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14 shows the fullness of redemption in the name of the Father. For these are the ones that are redeemed from the earth. So they are redeemed from among men, and they are redeemed from the earth. Which the name of the Father will do. The name of the Father will redeem you from the head and redeem you from among men. Like what they did to Melchizedek. Without father, without mother. Without beginning of life, or end of day. That's redeeming from the head. Without father, without mother. Is redeeming you from the world, from among men.
Yes, sir.
But that redemption did not start. And after that, they have on their forehead a name written. And what is the name? The Father's name written on their forehead. So they have the seal of the Father. But before the seal of the Father, in 11 chapter 7, they have the name, they have this name of the living God, seal of the living God upon the head. And they say, who are these? For these are the ones they were redeemed by the great tribulation. So that thing was a redemption. That was a redemption in the living God. And what was redeemed was souls. So it was a redemption in the blood of the Lamb. Their wash, their garment, their robe. Their robe is their soul. In the world, in the blood of the Lamb. And redemption is in the blood. When you read Colossians, you will see that. It's in the blood. Say in the blood.
In the blood.
In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. Essence of the teaching of Christ is to bring forth redemption to your soul. And redemption is remitting the sin in your soul. Because sin makes you to fall short. Sin will keep you under the element of this world. Not willingly. Like the creature was subject under bondage. Not willingly. Creature don't want to be under bondage of corruption. But it has subjected creation in hope that you will deliver. But if you are going to deliver, you must make redemption as your singular pursuit. Because when you read the book of Psalms, it says, for who have redeemed me, my soul, from corruption? Who redeemed my soul? Who redeemed my soul? Psalm 103. Who forget all thy iniquity? Who lay all thy diseases? Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Psalm 103, verse 4. Redeemed thy soul, life from destruction or from perishing. In Christ is a redemption. But you cannot access the redemption that is in Christ except you know Christ, the wisdom. You must learn Christ, the wisdom. Then, when you learn Christ as wisdom, and you have wisdom, you're able to assess righteousness. Christ as a righteousness. Christ as a parameter of what God has set as a standard to obey. A man that Christ is not his wisdom, he will not be able to read Christ as a righteousness. He will never to see Christ as a righteousness that he need to put on. You can't put on Christ as a righteousness and put on Christ as holiness. Put on Christ as a new man, righteousness. A new man without wisdom. Christ must be your wisdom. What's the wisdom? Christ must be a learning that you must subject your soul to learn him, to learn him. You learn Christ as a knowledge until you attain the wisdom. You must learn Christ as a knowledge until you attain into wisdom. You must learn Christ as knowledge. The knowledge of Christ will grow in you. You will gather knowledge. You keep gathering knowledge. Knowledge must increase. Then suddenly, knowledge will bring you to awareness. Knowledge will bring you to consciousness. When you gather knowledge and gather knowledge, and knowledge become awareness, consciousness, wisdom will start coming. So you will not be wise if you are not gathered Christ as a knowledge enough. Some people just want to attend knowledge for 3 years. I want to attend wisdom. A wise man, by learning, increase their knowledge and wisdom. You learn and learn and learn. There must be an amount of knowledge you gather. There's a volume of knowledge that must be available. With a good heart, with a right heart, that will bring awareness and consciousness to your inward man. When awareness and consciousness come to your mind, begin to dawn on your soul, you say you are already moving to the corridor of wisdom. You don't come into a corridor of wisdom without enough volume of knowledge. There's an amount of knowledge that equates wisdom. Because you need to keep growing in knowledge. Who is a wise man? Endue with knowledge. So a wise man is one that's endue. What's endue? Empower. What is endue? Imparted with knowledge. James. Who is a wise man? Endue with knowledge. James 1:13. Who is a wise man? Endue with knowledge among you. What happened? Let him show out of a good conversation his words and meekness of wisdom. So you don't attain wisdom if you have not been endued with an amount of quality of knowledge. Nobody is wise that has little knowledge. Little knowledge does not amount to consciousness, awareness. It is plenty of knowledge. Plenty of knowledge. You will gather knowledge as dust. You heap up knowledge upon knowledge. It's not because you want to preach. You must live your life as if you're going to preach this message. It's not about knowledge. You must sit down to read. You must sit down to labor. Yes, who is a wise man and deal with knowledge? You cannot just read your Bible and you read for 15 minutes and you feel that you want to be wise. You'll never be wise. It's not a car. It does not work like that. Awareness and consciousness comes when you gather enough. Because every knowledge that you're acquiring is supposed to lead, gradually open you. Just like things that you are ignorant of, when you learn it anew, you open you up again. Until something will begin to dawn on your heart. That dawning is wisdom. Start having sixth sense. You start having a sixth sense. Just like in the natural, people learn and start having sixth sense. Oh, I don't want to spend my money like that. I don't want to waste my money. Oh, this thing does not matter. Oh, how can I spend my money on shoe? You start becoming more prudent with your resources. If I take this 500,000, I put this here for 1 year, guess what it can be to you? Because you came into it through learning. You came through studying. Likewise in the spirit too. When you are growing knowledge of Christ and you acquire more knowledge and you go into the knowledge of Christ, you get suddenly you start having spiritual sense, which is the wisdom. That somebody is lazy. That someone that is dull. That someone that makes excuses. That someone that got distracted. That someone that is all what is encumbered himself with is out of marry. What is the company himself with? How he's going to buy a car. It's nothing bad to marry. Now, it's nothing bad to want to buy a car. But if you're working 7 hours to buy a car, you must do 7 hours to study your Bible and learn and listen and listen and listen. You must do the same thing. I'm not saying you should not buy your car. But if you use 10 hours to look for money to buy a car, you must do 10 hours to look, to sit down, to listen to message and make sure you acquire enough knowledge. There's no excuse. If you don't do that, if you only come that what I hear in church is what you are, it does not work like that. God cannot be mocked. Whatever man sows, shall reap. You can't sow to your flesh and say you want to live in spirit. It does not work like that. You can't say now, I don't have time. My brother, if you have to wake up in the middle of the night, you wake up in the middle of the night and do the work. All our fathers, they wake up at 4 a.m. From 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. every morning, he does not pick up his phone. By 7:30 to 8, he gets to office. He has books he's writing. It's not because he's a pastor. They learn those consecration from the life of Jesus. Their guys came to the disciples, they were sleeping 3 times, 3 hours. So they pick up from the Bible that minimum of time they must spend with the Lord in the morning is 3 hours. That he came 3 times, the third time he left them. Before, and then when he came to the time, he said, wake up. That minimum time. They sometimes they spend more than that when they have a special retreat. They just shut down for days, 2 days, 3 days. But minimum time that you say, 3 hours of waiting, praying, meditating on the word. When they come back to office, they shower. By 7:30 to 8, they are already in the office. And maybe they have to read 10 chapters of Bible. 10 chapter every day. From there, from 10 chapter every day, they move into, maybe they read 10 pages or 20 pages of a book. Because some of them, they read one book or two books in a month. They attend to those things first in the morning before they start doing anything. But with little light that they had, you cannot play less. Though you can say, I'm waiting on the Spirit. I'm waiting on the Spirit. But you must have consecrations. If you want to be made wise. If you are going to be made wise, if you are going to attend God, you want redemption, but redemption is not cheap.
They will read it, but they say, what shall a man give for the redemption of his soul? Psalm 49, 7. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For redemption of their soul is precious, and it sits there forever. So, I need to have words. But now, it's not money. There's a word that I used to buy my soul back, to recall my soul, to restore my soul. And that Colossians said, redemption in his blood, because the riches of his grace is a word. You have to be worthy if you want redemption. Not so we be redeemed if you are not worthy. According to the riches of his grace. You cannot say you want to redeem and you are not worthy, you are not rich. Look at it. He will have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. No soul will be saved. You can't redeem your soul if you are not rich with grace. Say, I must be rich with grace. And what is grace? Knowledge. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of our Savior Jesus Christ. The riches of his grace is knowledge. Have riches. So the more rich I am with grace, the more I can transact, because Christ is wisdom, then righteousness. Because righteousness are riches. So I need to be wise to assess riches of righteousness. Because riches of grace are righteousness. That it is those who have wisdom that can assess riches of righteousness. A man may know Bible, but it's not rich with grace. It's not rich with revelation of righteousness. And you need revelation of righteousness for you to be able to undergo sanctification. So I need wisdom. I need to be wise to assess the riches of his grace, which is righteousness. I need righteousness, which are substances. Because righteousness are substances. Substances, standard, commandments of life. I need that for my soul to undergo sanctification. It's in doing righteousness. It's in trading with commandment of righteousness. It's in trading with riches of grace that my soul will undergo sanctification of the spirits. That when I'm sanctified, the more I'm sanctified, the more I'm being redeemed. The more I'm sanctified, the more I'm being redeemed. So it's a process. Christ is made unto us wisdom. Christ made to us righteousness. Christ made unto us sanctification and redemption. Galatians 4. To redeem them, and with the fullness of time, he sent for his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that we are under the law. Are you under the law of sin and death? What you need is the program of redemption. It is until you are redeemed that we might receive adoption of sons. If you not show redemption, they won't adopt you. Heaven will not adopt nonsense. Heaven adopts souls that have been redeemed by riches of grace. That sons are adoption of souls of them that have been sanctified. So it is until you have been redeemed that you experience adoption. Then, because you are now sons, so it's the adoption, the receiving of sons. These sons are Christ. God are now sent forth. God sent forth his son. In verse 8, in verse 6, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart. So, when he sent his son, which is a season to receive wisdom. So, the sending forth of the son to you is sending forth of wisdom. Redemption, sanctification, and redemption to redeem you from under the law that you might receive. That until you finish your redemption process, you will not receive the adoption of sons. So the person that comes to do the adoption of sons is the messenger of the covenant. It's son that the adult that become newborn babes. So the adoption of sons is what the law, the king on the Holy Hill of Zion, my son, the Holy Hill of Zion, is the one that adopts you. So adoption of son does not take place until you have been redeemed from the element of this war. So it is after you have been redeemed that what they will adopt you. So the program of adoption is what the Lord, the message of the covenant. It is what my son, my king, upon my holy hill of Zion comes to do. So the work of the king, or my king, the work of the Lord of hosts, the work of the message of the covenant, the work of the son of the living God that come to the sanctuary to come and do, is to come and carry out the work of adopting sons. Yes, sir.
So in the sea of adoption, there's another program. Because you have experienced redemption, does not automatically mean that you will be redeemed. So the adoption is a program for adoption. There's what the son will do in trying to adopt you. So the program of adopting of sons is a program before you partake of the spirit of the son. It is those who go through the season of adoption that will receive the spirit of the son. So you must first go through the program of being redeemed from the element, for being under the element of this world. So you are children. From being children, you become a son. Galatians. To redeem that we are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Because ye are sons, God has sent for the spirit of his son to your heart, crying, Abba, Father. So there's something that you are saying that you can feel to me to cry, Father. You can't desire the fatherhood until you're a son. And the son here is not just a son that is redeemed, but a son that will be adopted by the son. That they send the spirit of the son through. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God. What you should start? You should start receiving, you should start inheriting God. But you cannot inherit God until the son has adopted you. And the son cannot adopt you until you have been redeemed. So the program of redemption, you finish the course of redemption, which is in Christ Jesus. Then when you are in the sanctuary, the message of the covenant will come. To come and adopt you. And adopt you is not just to take you. It will sit down and refine you. It will subject you to baptism of fire. To prepare you. After you are prefer to sleep and go, then it will adopt you. Then when it has adopted you, it will send for the spirit of the son upon you. For you to start desiring more. The Father is in the most holy place. To take you into the most holy. So the spirit of the son is the spirit that cries from an entrance into the most holy. The same thing was what Paul was teaching from that Peter from verse 9. From as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your father. Tradition from your father is element of this world. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, can you say, as of a lamb. That means it's not the lamb of a father's thing, it's as of, they are comparing them. So this blood is the blood of Christ. It's as of a blood. It's not exactly the lamb, but this lamb is Christ as a lamb without blemish. So this lamb is without blemish. The lamb without blemish and without spot is everlasting. But the blood of Christ is like that. You must partake of the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Who very was for them before the foundation of the world, but was now made manifest. What is manifest? God sending for the son. That son is a Christ son. In these last times for you. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and giving glory. That your faith and hope might be in God. See, you purify your soul in obeying the truth through the spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. That was that word, redemption. Yes, redemption that led to the purifying of their soul. It was a curriculum they finished. They finished that curriculum for obedience to the faith to unfeigned love of the brethren. So that thing is what they call redemption from vain conversation. Redemption from the vain conversation. And that provision is in Christ. Or is in the Son that the Father will send to deliver you from the element of this world, from the law. So that you can now be ready to undergo a process of adoption. Adoption program is a program of fervent charity. See that you love God fervently. So the son, so it's until you love one of your brethren that will not send the spirit of the son to your heart. That you can start be kind to Christ. Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father means most holy, most holy, most holy. Abba Father is most holy. Be holy, Paul said it. But as we are called, is holy. So be also holy in all manner of conversation. Because it seems to be holy, for I am holy. If you call on the Father, Abba Father, who without respect of person, just according to every man's word, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. So you can't call. So those who can call, for as much as you know that you were redeemed, so those who can call on the Father are those who have been redeemed. So those are the ones that can call on the Father. So what Paul was teaching was in that Galatia. So what Paul taught, Peter also taught the same thing. I say, big amen. I say, we are going to be redeemed. I say, we are going to be redeemed. I say, we are going to be redeemed.
as of a precious blood of the Lamb. It shows that wisdom is a product of the blood of the Lamb. Righteousness are product of the blood of the Lamb. God wants to deepen our understanding in Christ so that we can know. He called that redemption in that Galatians 4. When you undergo that redemption, he called it freeborn. Until you are freeborn, you cannot become newborn, babe. So that process, he called it in Galatians 4. He called it the fuel. He called it freeborn. He called it the freeborn. The freeborn, which is Romans 8. For the law of life in Christ, I made me free under the law. Free from the law of sin and death. So he called that program in Galatians 4 the freeborn. Now we know, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. So it's a promise. We are here to attain it. But as he then that was born after the flesh, persecuted him that is born after the spirit, even so it now. Nevertheless, God said in scripture, cast out the born woman and her son, for the son of the born woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, we are not the children of the born woman, but of the free. Holy God, say these are the free born. So that they can receive the program of adoption for them to become the newborn babe. So they are the free born. Free born. Because they have been redeemed from their vain conversation. They are free born. And that's because they are not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has made me free for the law of sin and death. Which is redemption. Redemption that is in Christ Jesus. A big amen. Amen. Have you been blessed this evening? Can you just put your hand, just thank Jesus? Thank you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.